morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am your host. I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I would like to talk about college sports. And no, I'm not going to scream Roll Tide or Go Giga Maggies or any of that stuff. If for nothing else, because I am not from the South, so rooting for Bama or Texas A&M would not make sense. But things have gotten interesting in the last couple of days regarding college sports and their intersection with video games. So, longtime gamers will remember that EA Sports, you know, the folks that make Madden and NBA Live and NHL and FIFA, used to make an NCAA football game. They even, for a while, made an NCAA basketball game, right? These were annual franchises, and in some cases, people preferred those games to the NFL. Some people preferred NCAA football to Madden because, you know, the wider variety of teams and the fact that it wasn't so necessarily focused on the rosters. But eventually, and obviously this was a personal preference thing, in a lot of cases they used the same technology as they were both the same games, but just like some people prefer college football to the NFL and college basketball to the NBA, so too did people have preferences with those games. Eventually, EA stopped making those games. And one of the biggest reasons was based on a series of lawsuits from college players, because they were suing because their likenesses were being used in these games. And be it unintentionally or intentionally, and they weren't being compensated for it. So at one point, one of the lawsuits was, you know, in the neighborhood of like $60 million, which is a lot of money when you're dealing with, and this was years ago, when dealing with video game development, especially sports games that where the margins can be tighter, right? Because they have to spend a lot of money on development to get it done faster. So they stopped making NCAA video games. Fast forward to now, the law is being signed in California, but is slowly gaining support nationwide, that would allow athletes to hire agents and receive endorsement deals. Right now, it's currently against NCAA regulations for college athletes to be paid. Now, to be clear, it is against the regulations. That certainly doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. I mean, it's very obvious that many of them are well compensated. The way some people get around it is a lot of these players that are only going to be in college basketball, for example, for a year, and in some cases, they can take out loans or they are given stuff knowing that they'll be able to pay them back in a year when things get better. And, you know, there are any number of interesting things that have happened. Famously, Johnny Manziel was, Johnny Football, was fined, and there were all sorts of issues because he sold a bunch of signed memorabilia and kept the money. Now, California is kind of fixing some of that. And starting in 2023, athletes in California will be able to hire agents, and they will be able to collect endorsement deals. Now, technically, having your appearance and likeness in a video game kind of qualifies as an endorsement, or at least it's in that vein. The big key is you would be the law doesn't want to encourage players to be paid for their football or basketball, etc. activities. However, having one's likeness in a video game is certainly something that you could be compensated for. So I think this is really interesting that EA CEO Andrew Wilson, and this was all over various websites yesterday, said that he would be very interested in, you know, trying to get these games up. And it makes sense, right? This was a whole different audience. There are plenty of people that bought both. And technology would be great for them to be the fact that they could make another football game using some of the same technology would be amazing, right? It's just a matter of, can they do it without, you know, inflated costs? Right now, they can make Madden because they have an agreement with the NFLPA, the NFL Players Association. So payment is made to them that is dispersed to the various players. I have no idea how that contract works, but I know that that's the agreement that they have. Being able to make an agreement with whatever collegiate players association there is and have those players receive royalties for appearing in the game would be, you know, that would be much easier than dealing with it and dealing with weird NCAA rules, because now they'd be allowed to be played. I think this is super fascinating, but it also has, I think this law has another ripple. And so step one, it's interesting because it means that we might get NCAA football games. I think the idea of like an NCAA basketball game, that kind of diversification, I think it would be very interesting if EA just kind of gave up on the NBA license and just let 2K have it and just focused on NCAA basketball. That to me feels like a better route for them. They could distinguish themselves, they could differentiate themselves, and a really cool March Madness mode would be really awesome. And really, that's what people think about when they think of college basketball. So that's one thing that I think is very interesting, and it'll be neat to see how this all plays out. Obviously, this is going to be very long term. That law doesn't come into effect until 2023, but it is interesting. Now, there's another thing that I think this will have an impact on, and that is esports. So right now, just about every college across the United States, at least, is very strongly considering, they're very strongly considering, if not starting, an esports program, meaning they're recruiting players to play Hearthstone and Hearthstone, League of Legends, Dota, Heroes of the Storm, you know, really just any, there is no one decision, but they're all hopping into various esports. They're building esports facilities. Now, one thing that is kind of somewhat problematic and limits the pool of talent available to them is that currently you really only have so much time as an esports athlete, right? Most esports athletes start young and burn out very quickly. So what they run into is that there are plenty of esports professionals who would not bother going to participate in collegiate esports because they only have so much time, and why would they get involved in that when they couldn't necessarily be paid? It, like, limits their earning potential, right? And maybe this isn't necessarily as big of an issue across the board now, but it's certainly a piece of it, right? Like, they can't be paid, so they go, and yeah, they can get college scholarships, but, you know, not necessarily, and that may be an upgrade for some players who might not have had the opportunity to earn elsewhere, but it does have a chilling effect on players who might want to try and maybe potentially earn more elsewhere. By allowing them to earn endorsement deals, by default, since a lot of esports is kind of dealt with via endorsements and sponsorships, I mean, just look at all the logos on those players, I think that leads to that gives a bigger chance that bigger name players or more skilled players, especially as we progress and esports becomes more ubiquitous, to join these teams and play, which more skilled players brings, let's all just do the math, right? More skilled players means means better competition, which means more viewers, which means more sponsorship deals, et cetera, et cetera. You can see the pattern. I think this has the potential of impacting esports too, in the long term. I think it's very interesting to see how it all plays out. I mean, really, that's it. We talked about the NCAA here on the EFG Daily Commute. I'd love to hear your thoughts. The idea of college athletes being compensated for being college athletes is a it is contentious. So the there are a lot of people that disagree with whether or not it should happen, right? And everybody has strong opinions on that. I'd love to hear your thoughts. This has been another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. I look forward to talking to you again soon. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.